Grand finale. Annie, we've reached the very end of El Curso Definitivo de Inglés.
Are you sad?
I'm not sad. I'm over the moon.
Yes.
Because I'm going on holiday tomorrow. You must be over the moon too.
Yes, of course.
Good stuff. Now, don't forget to keep reviewing everything we've done, okay, over the last 40 weeks.
Okay.
Almost a year. Okay, but just keep listening to the discs. Keep watching the DVDs and keep reading the books from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Just to keep your hand in, keep your ear in, as it were. Okay, let's go through a quick review of all the things we've looked at today, starting with the following. Perdone, no cogí su nombre. Empleando nuestro phrasal verb, ¿no? To make out.
Sorry, I couldn't make out your name.
Good. ¿Distingues lo que él está diciendo? Porque yo no puedo.
Can you make out what he's saying? Because I can't.
Can you make out what he's saying? Because I can't. Good. ¿Cómo se dice terminar? Utilizando el verbo to wind.
To wind up.
Good, to wind up. Randy trabajó muy duro durante el verano para ganar suficiente dinero para el viaje.
Randy worked his socks off during the summer to earn enough money for the trip.
Muy bien. Si quieres hablar un inglés perfecto, tendrás que trabajar muy duro.
If you want to speak perfect English, you'll have to work your socks off.
Muy bien. La única manera de mantener tu nivel de inglés es trabajar muy duro.
The only way to maintain your English level is to work your socks off.
Good. ¿Cómo se dice terminar? Utilizando el verbo to round.
To round off.
Good, to round off. Realmente hemos trabajado muy duro, ¿no?
We've really worked our socks off, haven't we?
Good, we've really worked our socks off, haven't we? Muy bien. Es verdad, que no hemos parado. ¿John se ha encargado de que recojan a Matthew?
Has John arranged for Matthew to be picked up?
Good, has John arranged for Matthew to be picked up. ¿Cómo se dice terminar utilizando el verbo to draw?
To draw to a close.
To draw to a close. Okay, not draw, draw.
Draw.
Eso es, to draw to a close. Ya que estoy a régimen, no tomaré nada para comer.
As I'm on a diet, I won't have anything to eat.
Good. Ya que hoy me siento generoso, Annie, ¿por qué no salimos a tomar un café?
As I'm feeling generous today, why don't we go out for a coffee?
Muy bien, Annie. Invito yo, ¿vale? Okay, ya que casi hemos terminado, casi, estoy muy feliz.
As we've nearly finished, I'm really happy.
As we've nearly finished, I'm really happy. Well, in actual fact, you have finished. That's it, okay? We can round it off there, okay? We can wind up today's recording. Annie, thank you ever so much for helping me along these long 40 weeks of doing this course. I hope everyone at home has found it useful.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make you realize that English can be fun. You can have a laugh learning English. I can see.
Claro.
Bueno, thanks ever so much. Bye-bye.